everyone. This is Jeffrey Meldon welcoming you to a live edition of Law Talk Live here at the studios of WSKY 97.3 in North Central Florida. We are getting ready for a beautiful, hot summer weekend. And this is my last show for 2 weeks. I'm heading out to Colorado and get some of that nice, cool mountain air for a few weeks, take a vacation. And the Meldon Law will be fully staffed, even though I'm gone. We are, everybody actually is trying to take some vacation time and have a good time during this. We have Meldon Law. We're having a big office retreat the last week of July, so everyone's looking forward to that. We're going over to Daytona Beach, and everybody's going to have some fun in the sun. So that's what's going on at Meldon Law. We are also celebrating the start of our second 50 years. We started in 1971, and that's pretty cool. Actually, this year, when the Gator women's or men's basketball team makes a free throw, we're going to be donating $19.71 to the Alzheimer's Foundation. So I think there's something like 800 free throws between the two teams each year. So we're looking forward to helping out Alzheimer's. Actually, my wife Patricia and I are going to be chairwoman and chairman, or chair people, I guess you say, for the Alzheimer's March. It's coming up the third week in October. So put that on your schedule. This is going to be really exciting. It's the week before the Florida-Georgia game. Of course, everybody in Gainesville, there's about 25 events scheduled the week before Florida-Georgia because it's the off week. So anybody that knows anything about, you know, living in Gainesville, you do not schedule, you know, a wedding or any important event on a football weekend, because everybody's going to be either watching the game or going to the game or whatever. So October 22, mark that down for the Alzheimer's March. And we're going to be giving you more information as we get closer to that. But it's really quite an exciting adventure for us. Alzheimer's and dementia affect just about every family. And we have a terrific group of board members, and we're really going to do everything we can to try to motivate the folks in the community to support Alzheimer's, because, like I said, it affects everybody. And the good news is there's lots of resources around to help families who have loved ones who are dealing with dementia, Alzheimer's, and I can't imagine what it's like if you're a single parent with kids and you're taking care of a loved one who's suffering from dementia, and you have to go to work, and you have limited financial resources. It's really difficult, and there is help. That's the important thing. So just go to the Alzheimer's. Just Google Alzheimer's Foundation, and you will be able to find all of the resources that are available in our community in North Central Florida. I'm very, very impressed with the organization. So let's get behind Alzheimer's, and Meldon Law is going to be supporting them all year long. October 22nd, we're going to have a neat walk, and just stay tuned. So anyhow, we are here at Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law, 1971, and we are dedicated to serving the community in North Central Florida. We have offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City, as well as Fort Lauderdale. And we love hearing from you. So in the event that you have a question that you would like to ask, please give us a call at the Sky. I'll give you a number here. Let's see if we can get some calls. And whoever calls in today, $25 gift certificate to Harry's Bar and Grill. There's Harry's in Gainesville, Ocala. I think there's one in St. Augustine, Lakeland. I don't know. They're all, Jacksonville. They're all over the place. So give us a call. You get a $25 gift certificate to Harry's Bar and Grill. Wonderful place. Okay, the number is 877-975-9825. One more time, 877-975-9825. Please give us a call. I'm flying solo today, so I'd love to hear from some of our listeners. If you just want to call in and say hello, that's fine. You don't even have to have a question. But if you have a question, that's even better, because I'm here to try to help figure out some solutions. That's one of the things we do on Law Talk Live is if you got a legal question, give us a call and we'll help you out on the air. And if not, if it's something we need to do some research on, we'll talk to you next week and give you some answers after we do some research on it. And that's one of the things I learned as a young lawyer. People would come in and they asked me legal questions. And of course, I was a young lawyer. I didn't know the answer. And I had about 8 or 9 lawyers in the building I was in, and they all had different specialties. So after work, 5 o'clock, I'd go and I'd talk to these guys that had a lot more experience than me and figure out the best strategy for my clients. And that's kind of how I was mentored and learned how to be a good lawyer. Now, 50 years later, I still don't know all the answers. So go figure that one out, right? But anyhow, it is exciting to be able to help the people in North Central Florida. Primarily what we do is help people whose lives have been changed through a serious accident and need help putting their lives back together, and we take great pride doing that. Again, the number here live at WSKY is 877-975-9825. Give us a call and you'll get yourself a $25 gift certificate at Harry's Bar and Grill, one of our favorites. We are going to our first break at Law Talk Live, and we'll be back in 60 seconds. Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. However, since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been your community partner as well. With over 600 scholarships awarded through our Meldon Law Scholar Athlete Program, as well as our Veterans Making a Difference initiative, Meldon Law now has offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. MeldonLaw.com, where we won't back down. Welcome back to Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law, and we are excited to be here this morning. We got a caller on line one. Rob, who do we got?
Sylvia.
Sylvia. Good morning, Sylvia. How you doing?
Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
Fabulous. Fabulous. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is I had an employer that I worked for back in the 80s, late 70s, and I have found out that he never paid in for my tax for my Social Security.
You're withholding.
Yes. Of course, that far back, I don't have those records, you know, where he paid me. I actually made out the payroll checks. Most of the time, I was his only employee. He employed a couple of other people at different times, you know, when the business got really busy and what have you. Mostly on a part-time basis, but I would do my own payroll, and he would sign the check, do all this, and he would actually fill out his quarterly forms. But apparently, he never filed anything because I'm missing those years of any withholding Social Security. I'm drawing my Social Security now for about 18 months. Now, he passed away last September, and I happened to see the probate information in a paper that was filed June 9th, and I have until August the 9th to do something. I contacted Social Security. I have not, they told me I needed to contact IRS. Do you have any ideas where I need to go from here?
Good question, Sylvia. The first thing I would do is we need to determine whether or not your Social Security check would have been affected by the failure to pay in the 1980s. And I'll tell you why. The formula for determining your Social Security check is, number one, you have to have worked at least 40 quarters during your life, which is only 10 years of work. After you worked for this person, did you work for someone else for more than 10 years?
Yes, for 20. Okay. 25.
Okay. And you would therefore be eligible for Social Security based on those benefits paid in. Now, I'm not an expert on this. However, I do believe that they look primarily at what you've been earning at the height of your career to determine what your benefits are. And whether or not you got withholding back in the 1980s or even 90s may not be affecting the amount of your Social Security check. So that... So, you know what? I'll tell you, we have some really good partners at Meldon Law that specialize in Social Security benefits. And if you give us a call on Monday at 352-373-8000, we'll be glad to get direct you and get you in touch with some folks that do Social Security law, and let's see what they suggest. Hopefully the answer is you're getting your maximum benefits anyhow, because for the last 10 or 15 years before you retired, you were earning, you were at the top of your earnings. Is that the case?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. Well, like I said, I know a little bit about it. I do know that when they decide you're benefited, it is weighted heavily towards what you were earning towards the end of your career, so long as you, that was one of your higher earning periods. So give us a call, and we'll be glad to put you in touch with someone who can really dig into it and figure out whether or not you're being shortchanged. But thank you very much for calling, and we appreciate you listening to the show.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. Okay, Meldon, that's it. Just go to Meldon Law. If you forget the number, just Google Meldon Law. It's 352-373-8000. Thank you very much for calling, Sylvia. Okay, I think we got another caller on the line.
You may recognize these voices.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hey, Dad. This is Carrie. How you doing this morning?
I'm great, Carrie. How are you doing?
Good. I'm on vacation, so I was going to just give you a quick call and just say good morning. Hope the weather gets better in Gainesville. But I wanted to address the topic of the day. I don't know if you brought it up or not, but the topic of today's Law Talk Live was, what can I do when my doctor botches my surgery?
That's a great question, Carrie. What are your thoughts?
I mean, well, initially my thoughts are, what's the risk of the surgery? Sometimes the doctors have to engage in pretty risky surgeries. And in some circumstances, if the client understands the risk and they still decide to go through with the surgery that may be medically necessary, then perhaps even if the surgery is quote unquote botched, it may not be the doctor's fault. That being said, you know, there are circumstances where the doctor may not recommend the right procedure or may not be able to follow through on a fairly, I would say, trivial procedure, and it could cause permanent and serious damage. And in those circumstances, there may be a claim. Obviously, as of 2005, I believe, when the legislature reformed medical malpractice, it's very, very difficult to bring a claim against a doctor or a nurse or someone in the someone who is accused of medical malpractice. There's a lot of hoops you have to jump through, and it's very expensive. So there is a barrier to entry with regards to filing a lawsuit against a medical provider. However, in some circumstances, it's warranted, just like it would be against a lawyer who had did not practice.
Yeah. To me, means that the doctor performed below the standard of care, and that's really, in the state of Florida, in medical negligence. The question is not whether or not the result was great, because many times doctors aren't God. You know, they're doctors doing the best they can. And when you go in for surgery or any kind of medical procedure, there's always a disclaimer that's signed in which you agree to certain things. If you want to get in to see a doctor, go to the hospital, you better sign it or else they're going to tell you go home. So in Florida, though, no matter what you've signed, the standard of care really starts with not whether or not it was a great result or a bad result. We get plenty of calls with folks that, you know, want to know, oh, what should I do? I got a bad result. And that's not really the question. Is, you know, whether or not the doctor's actions fell below the standard of care for physicians in their specialty. And it's very, very unlikely that doctors fall below that standard of care. That's why maybe only one out of 100 cases that that we hear about.
Very small.
I mean, there's risks in surgery. You know, you go in and you perform a surgery, and a lot of bad stuff can happen.
Correct.
Anyhow.
I'm heading back out, but I wanted to say thank you for holding down the show, and we'll talk hopefully next weekend.
Okay, that's great. We'll talk to you later on Law Talk Live. Carrie Meldon calling in. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community. Our Veterans Making a Difference program honors the over 20,000 veterans in North Central Florida. We're here for our veterans, our community, and we'll be there when you need someone on your side after a serious accident. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. Welcome back to Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon with Meldon Law, and we are here to serve the community. Just as that spot mentioned, we have offices in Gainesville, Ocala, Lake City, and they're fully staffed offices. And come visit. Usually we keep some swag around each of the offices, and you might just be able to score something just by stopping in and say hello. And we love doing that. It's really fun. We got a bunch of exciting things coming up. By the way, August 20th at the Riley in Ocala, the Riley Auditorium, there's a Tom Petty tribute band called Wildflowers, and it's Meldon Law Day there. And we are going to be giving away some great packages. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Meldon Law Facebook page, and you'll start seeing all these contests that we're doing to promote the Tom Petty weekend. Some of you might know that I was Tom Petty's first attorney back in the early 70s, and We always enjoy his music. I know a lot of our listeners are big Tom Petty fans, and he's had a tremendous impact on North Central Florida, having grown up in Gainesville. So we're excited to celebrate his legacy. As a matter of fact, we're also working on a Tom Petty birthday weekend in Gainesville that's going to take place around. His birthday is actually October 20th. And if you look at the calendar, you'll see that October 20th is a Thursday. And that weekend, the 21st, 22nd, we're going to be sponsoring a big party in Gainesville at Heartwood Studios. And we're going to be partnering up with the great people over at Heartwood and promoting Tom Petty weekend festival. So it's going to be fun. Whenever you have great things in your community, you want to be able to celebrate them. So that's what's going. That's one of the things going on. I think we got another call here on the line.
Also might recognize this voice.
Oh, we got another voice from Meldon Law. What's going on?
Hey, Jeffrey, this is Chris.
I never would have guessed. How are we doing, Chris?
We're working hard. That's what we do here at Meldon Law. 24/7, 365 days a year, serving the community.
Okay. Well,
anyway.
So, anyhow, isn't that exciting? Oh, wait a minute, Chris. Tonight, don't you have a wrestling event?
That's exactly what I wanted to talk about. No, you were just talking moments ago about an event coming up, the Tom Petty tribute band in Ocala. Tonight, Meldon Law is sponsoring an evening of professional wrestling at 7:30 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club in Ocala. And it's a lot of fun. It's a wholesome family event. And it's very affordable. It's only it's a $10 ticket at the door. And we're partnering with our good friends at Coastal Championship Wrestling. And it's a lot of people, that some of whom you've seen with the World Wrestling, WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, with some of the other federations in the country. And it's just a lot of fun. And we've been doing this now for a little over a year and a half. And we'll be giving away a lot of swag, some Meldon Law t-shirts, some Meldon Law caps, maybe some other things. And we have a lot of fun at these events. We've met a lot of people there over the past 18 months. We've had a lot of clients, a lot of old friends show up. And we urge you, if you're in the Ocala listening area or if you're in Gainesville, it's only about a 30-minute drive to the Boys and Girls Club. It's really just around the corner, about 5 minutes from our office over on Pine Street. Please, over on 441, rather, please come check out the wrestling show tonight. It's called American Made, sponsored by CCW, Coastal Championship Wrestling, and Meldon Law. Bell time, 7:30 at the Boys and Girls Club in Ocala. Yours truly, I'll be ring announcing the main event.
Oh, my God. Chris, you're going to be in the ring?
I'll be in the ring.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes things happen when you're ring announcing, too. Sometimes you get knocked down by the wrestlers, and all kinds of things might happen.
So, but this is real wrestling. None of it's staged.
You know what? If I had to tell you, I might have to kill you.
I will tell you, though, that the wrestlers are really great athletes, right?
They are. They are. They're incredibly well-trained athletes. They go through a... In fact, this organization, CCW, they have a training school down in Pompano Beach, my hometown, and they've trained a lot of people who've gone on to work, like I said, with the World Wrestling Entertainment, with AEW, Alex Marvez, our good friend who's been on your podcast several times. They've gone on to work with Alex and his group and several others, so they train their people extremely well. And like I said, if you go to the show tonight, you'll have a great time. They're extraordinarily good athletes. They put on a tremendous show. Boys and Girls Club, 7:30 tonight. Meldon Law presents American Made Professional Wrestling. We'll be giving away a lot of swag, a lot of t-shirts, a lot of caps, a lot of things. We'll have a great time. And who knows, one of these days, Jeffrey, you'll be there as well.
Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, I'm heading out to Colorado for a few weeks. However, the next event We're going to let everybody know well ahead of time. And
yes, we will.
Chris, so you got to see Chris in the ring. This is his second love. He loves law first, but his second love is wrestling. maybe tied with music, but Chris is a natural born wrestling announcer. He gets in the middle of that ring with his booming voice and commands the crowd to cheer right. on these fabulous athletes. And it's really a hoot, isn't it?
Well, I'm willing to bet that some of the listeners of this radio show remember the legendary Gordon Solie. Gordon Solie was the deep-throated, the golden voice of professional wrestling in Florida for over 50 years. Gordon Solie was the voice of championship wrestling from Florida. And Gordon was a good friend of mine. Gordon actually went to my wedding when I got married back in 1994. He's somebody I met when I used to run the entertainment at the University of Florida. And just a wonderful human being. And somebody I kind of, he was an idol of mine. Somebody that I modeled myself after. He was the Walter Cronkite, they used to say, of pro wrestling. He took it so seriously and would talk about, you know, the crimson mask when he'd talk about Dusty Rhodes bleeding from the forehead and so forth. Just a wonderful man.
But, man, those are great names. Gordon Solie, Dusty Rhodes. Anybody that's been around for a while knows the great names in wrestling. Well, thanks for calling in, Chris. We got to go and wrap up the show, but I'll be talking with you later. And
everybody,
remember that Ocala Boys and Girls Club tonight, 7:30. Just show up.
Just show up.
There will be seats, and you'll have a blast. I promise you. And you'll Meldon Law will have our swag table there. So join us. We're getting right. ready to head out here for a great show. I'll be back in 3 weeks from today, and next week I think we'll have Chris Carey holding down the fort. We want to thank everybody for listening to another edition of Law Talk Live. And at the end of every show, we always say, go Gators!
From the Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.